The surprise in Ferguson is not what happened, but why it doesn't happen more often. That is Colin Gordon's assessment of the Michael Brown shooting and the unrest that followed it. Dr. Gordon is a professor of history at the University of Iowa. He has studied the demographics of Ferguson and the other cities and towns that make up St. Louis County. And he says to understand what happened in Ferguson, it helps to look at a map of St. Louis County. And Dr. Gordon joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
You wrote recently a piece in Dissent. You wrote that the St. Louis metro area is southern in its race relations and northern in its organization and regulation of property. I get what you mean by southern in its race relations. What do you mean by northern when it comes to property?
Northern industrial cities, Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit among them, are much more segregated than their southern counterparts, in part as a reaction to the in-migration of African Americans, particularly during the First and Second World Wars. So you get much starker lines of segregation in a setting like St. Louis. And in that particular setting, it's between an African American north side and a largely white south side in the city. And for much of the 20th century, a pretty hard line between the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County to the west.
So two separate jurisdictions, the city of St. Louis, which is also a county, and then St. Louis County, which has 90 different cities, villages, whatever is in it.
Yeah, 90 different corporate units, each of which, you know, have the authority to zone land use, give tax breaks to business, to engage in, you know, those sort of local public policies, which on a regional basis end up being intensely competitive.
Yeah, at its most extreme, there's a town called Champ, Missouri, with population either 12 or 13, depending on your source, which I gather a track star founded not all that long ago.
The Champ story is an interesting one because the developer of Champ had dreams of attracting the 1960 Olympics and managed to persuade the governor at the time that incorporation of these six houses was a good idea. And now it stands as really just as a sort of symbol of this insane, fragmented municipal structure.
How much of this is about race? How much of this is about white and some black flight from the city of St. Louis seeking separate municipalities?
I think it's really 80% of the story. I mean, much of the motive for the creation of the new municipalities, which begin as private subdivisions and then subsequently incorporate, is clearly designed to replicate and reinforce segregation by race and later segregation by income.
Does it strike you as odd that Ferguson, Missouri, has become a city of 20,000, about two-thirds black as opposed to white, and yet its city council it has six seats, including the mayor's. Five of them are white. Police chief is white. The police force is almost all white.
No, a couple things are going on. There's a lag between the demographic change and the political change, so that I would expect Ferguson in 5 or 10 years to have more of an African-American political structure. But it's also true that almost all of its neighborhoods have poverty rates at or above 20%. They lack the natural solidarities that come with a middle-class African-American community and churches and labor unions and community organizations.
Do you see any clear political solution to their problems?
I think the solution is to think about the city's problems and think about solutions to them on a metropolitan basis. Things like the collection of sales tax, the sharing of property tax revenues that feed the schools.
But I could imagine about 90 mayors who would have a stake in that not happening.
Well, the irony here is that Ferguson and its surrounding communities in the 1940s and the 1950s were some of the fiercest defenders of white occupancy and white privilege in Greater St. Louis. The winners, in a sense, are just on their way to becoming losers as development moves further out into the cornfields. This set of political circumstances works at the expense of the region as a whole. It's just a matter of, you know, persuading the few who think they're going to leap ahead of their neighbors that it's a short-term and short-sighted strategy.
Well, Professor Gordon, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It's Colin Gordon, who's professor of history at the University of Iowa. He also wrote the book, Mapping Decline, St. Louis and the Fate of the Americans.